Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Empowerment Coaching. We are a group of certified life coaches to empower you in every call. For detailed information, go on www.empoweredasone.org.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Empowered in Every Call. We meet here in the air every Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and 1 p.m. Central Time. We're so excited to be able to bring this show to you again with my wonderful, vivacious, awesome, amazing Chinese co-host, Shohan Lee. We're so excited.
Be careful when you introduce me like that. I'm going to start speaking Chinese, okay?
Hey, do it.
你好. That means hello. Okay, 你好. Hello, everybody.
Oh, okay. 你好. Wait, it only took me a year
to pronounce it. So from this point on, I'm going to say 你好. Okay, you're going to need to be able to recognize what I'm saying to you.
Okay, awesome. Well, it took me a year to be able to pronounce your name. So, hey, there's still hope for the person anyway. And so we're so excited. Our show is amazing. It is so off the cuff. It's off the grid. It's just amazing. And so we are going to continue our discussion, our open discussion about the Phoenix. The Phoenix rises above the ashes. You know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been sharing about the phoenix, which is a mystical bird that somehow in time it has given the depiction of how life is recreated and how life is regenerated and how the phoenix, when things for the phoenix gets to a point that it's no longer basically working for them, the phoenix creates a nest, and then that nest, he creates a fire. And so what the phoenix does is burn up all the things that doesn't work for him anymore. And then what's left in the ashes, the phoenix rises again. And so that is so awesome. That is so powerful. You know, I think about people who appear to be, I don't know, haven't had any struggles or haven't went through anything or haven't experienced the awesome opportunity of morphing like a caterpillar into a butterfly. You know, when we morph into from one existence into another existence, it is so beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. It's nothing anybody can explain to you. It brings about a spirit of gratitude that emanates everywhere you go. It brings joy to your life. It brings peace to your life. And it brings love to your life. And so the phoenix, or the saying, the phoenix rises from the ashes, meaning that this bird rises from things that were destroyed or destructed, and now they've become constructive. My co-host today is going to bless us with some information concerning what happens after the phoenix rises, because one thing that happens is when a person rises from going through a lot, there's a rebuilding that must take place. You know, there is a regenerating that must take place. And so coming out of the old and going into the new, moving from doing to being, today, our co-host today is going to give us some information on that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, what do I do after I rise from the ashes? What do I do? What happens when I finally overcame grief or finally overcame loss? Or what do I do? Because you can be just as lost after the ashes as you were before the ashes. Point intact. Earthquake. I'm told that the tremors after the earthquake is actually worse than the earthquake. Wow, what a phenomenal. Because what we feel in the beginning is the quaking and the shaking. But it's after all that's over that we feel the effects of it. What we didn't see, what happened. We know on the surface, if someone dies in our life, we feel the basic 7 stages of grief. We go through that. But it's not till 6 or a year later or days later that we really realize how much impact that had on us. And so today we're going to look at that. She's going to give us some insights on how to do that. How do we get out of the normal? How do we take away the daily intention? You know, the we're basically goal-setting people. We're people that we're trapped by our own goals. You know, I learned something about planning that I'm now living, and that is, yes, people who plan fail to plan, plan to fail. But I also understand I can't live that plan. I have to live in today's existence, what's happening, because the plan hasn't manifested. So if I'm constantly going day after day after the plan and the goals, then I'm missing what today has for me. Other things I've heard is live one day at a time. My Bible tells me that take no thought what you should eat, what you should drink, or what tomorrow will bring. I didn't understand that. But I now understand that my today is a result of yesterday. Not literally, but in time. What does that mean? That where I am, I did the work yesterday. I've done the work to be where I am today. I'm doing the work today where I want to be tomorrow. So guess what? All I have is today, and I only have this moment. So learning that every day is about that day, because today brought in yesterday and brings in tomorrow. And so as we look at this new way of being, this new way of existing, this new essence of living, I'm really, really excited because my co-host is amazing. She is super amazing. She plays herself short sometimes, but she carries me through. She is the wind beneath my wings. I know that because a lot of times I don't have the ability to fly, and I have to jump on and ride with her sometimes. And so I'm very excited about what she has to give us today. So welcome to the show. We look forward to hearing what she has to give us today.
Thank you. 你好. It's overwhelming. I feel overwhelming. And you're using a couple of times the word amazing, and you give credit to me. Really, I want to show my deep and express my deep gratitude to our audience, to this you and the universe, because it's really a collective consciousness, I think, to move us forward through the show. Because if we go back to the topic we started a couple of weeks ago about Phoenix Rising, and that's how things manifesting for us, and it's also a perfect example to say here, because we have a concept and we feel excited about the topic, but we don't know what content, all the details, what we're going to bring into the show. But then each week when we talk, we explore, mm-hmm. we discuss, we share, we get more clarity, and then deep down get into the wisdom part. That's getting me really excited and curious to go move on. Because each one, even we go back to our manifestation on the twin flame, in the similar pattern, we start with a concept, and then we talk, share about it, and then our audience asks a question about it. And then we develop from there. And then the wisdom comes from this mental space and then crystallize into a form, into a language, mm-hmm. and then later on down to paper as a book or the, you know, pamphlet, whatever. So it's getting into a form that's from this invisible space into visible. So that's what its manifestation is. So very exciting, and I need to give this credit back because it's not me. I know it's not me. My ordinary mind doesn't came up this thing. So as we go through the Phoenix Rising, this three series, I start notice that we're really talking about three phases here in the transformation. The first phase, when you say the bird has a nest, really I'm thinking what a nest, you can think about all those limiting beliefs. You know, we limit ourselves, constrained ourselves in this cage in life. And then it's getting us uncomfortable. So a lot of people right now are in that stage in their development. You know, they see chaos all the time. There's a tragedy happening in life. And then the next phase, you get into fire, start burning ashes. Mm-hmm. That's the transformation process started. And then after that, you come out. You get a new life. You regenerated. That's what. Now it's today's our third show on that topic, and now we get into this new way of being, which is very exciting. Because in this stage of the global transition, not only each one of us going into the process, the whole global, the whole earth get into a higher level of energy. So what that brings me, bring into a word called ascension symptom, because it's global. And if you search that word on internet, you'll find a lot of people talking about ascension symptom and give you a list of the physical, emotional, and the mental change happening to a lot of people. The word symptom itself making you think about something wrong. So, you know, something isn't right. So, but it's not wrong. It's a natural process during this regeneration. So I need to bring that clarity out first. Second, there's a huge internet group, many groups actually, talking about ascension symptom, which give people a way, a community, to know you are normal. It doesn't mean you don't need to go to a doctor to check on the symptom. Even myself, sometimes when the symptom get too severe, I want to make sure I'm physically really okay or not. But at least some of these things on a daily basis, the symptom can, you know, come in a week and then go away, and then you get a place to validate.
Mm.
And then there's a common one symptom I'd like to address today is that people feel a void mentally. This avoidance, and I see that in my recent coaching client, also I see in a couple coaches' friends experience that avoidance, meaning they lost desire. And even like those are very excellent coaches, my friend. They're doing good in business, but somehow they lost the desire to make it bigger, you know, make it more profitable. They don't know what the next step going to be. So the symptom was summarized as avoid, meaning you avoid what you used to think you're passionate about. All of a sudden, you feel, I don't want to do it anymore. And then I also noticed the goal setting, which is a primary tool as a coach we're using, isn't as effective as it was. For some people, my clients, they set up a goal, they're not going to finish it. Every week they come back, there's something else changed. They move to something different. Or each week, or they say they have a goal, but each week that goal gets changing. So I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then that gets me into a deeper level of thinking, exploring what this goal behind this goal setting. So I come up with a couple of things that I'd share with you and like to get your input, all our audience, whoever, you know, they are listening now or later, to share how they feel. I feel in the, let's say, the old energy. We, you know, people talk about new earth. That's concept, I think people, whoever listen to our show are familiar with that earth, with that term. It's mean before we shift our energy. So when we use a goal as one of the purpose as motivation. So we think about, okay, I have a dream. Okay, I have a big goal. In a year, I will finish this. In 1 year, I'll make this much money or whatever. So that's a kind of a huge motivation, purpose as a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Second, as a goal, it gives you a focus. So I think, okay, this will be 1 year or 3 year, long-term, short-term, mid-term, I'm going to finish. So anything else is not that important. I can put those other things down and taking care of this priority. Another third thing with the goal is that people assume if I accomplish this goal, I will have that feeling. I will be happy. If I find that person in my life, I will find love. If I find my life purpose, then I'll be passionate from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really happening? Is that really happening to how many people in life? What really happening is that after you have that finished, you're excited, you're celebrated in a day or two, maybe not even a month, you want to go after something else. Because the feeling is gone. You didn't get that permanent. So there's a long period of time between time A, you set up a goal, to B, you achieve that goal. But then from B to C, that time of that joy, that feeling, lasts very short. Then you become chasing another goal. And in between A and B, we put any other stuff as a lower priority. We put our emotions, we put our feelings away just because we want to, you know, push, work hard, and ignore the feelings, in a sense, to accomplish that goal. But that was working. That was working. It's a strong motivator. But why it didn't work now? Because we shifted. As a human, we shift from head-centered to heart-centered. The head and heart are different than the head logic. Head reasoning. See, okay, if I have this, then I will have that. So you work on structure, you work on strategy, you work on best practice, right? All this good stuff you're working on as a brain. But when you lead with your heart, you lead with your feelings. You lead with your inner voice. So you're not no longer using the external rules or external expectations as your motivation. And the bottom line is you're no longer driven by fear, no longer driven by lacking, no longer driven by competition. So after Phoenix Rising, what happened is that you no longer have those fear, then what motivates you? That's, I think, the void start coming. So we're not used to this feeling. All of a sudden, I don't fear about no money. I don't fear about no time. I don't fear about everything. So I know everything. I believe abundant. I believe the power. I believe everything. But then what motivates you? So people start need to rethink really, yeah, what really, really motivates you to move forward. Then you'll see the stronger motivation become a pure creation or inner peace. But all those higher feelings, how that transform into a physical, external, tangible goal? That's a question to all of us. And that's why people feel void. So that feeling is very valid because you transition, because your desire changed. Those fears no longer motivate you. But that ultimate unconditional love, that passionate me, haven't really come into you yet. Because there are seven levels, as we're talking about. So you're no longer using the level one, which is a fear to driven you. You're no longer with the level two, with the competition to driven you. You no longer even use the level three, which is responsibility to driven you. And sometimes you don't even use the level four, which feel other people's pain to serving as a strong motivation. And then you move into five and six, which is the pure creation, to curiosity, just experience life. Then what is the goal? If you want to experience everything, then everything is equally important. of course you don't have a goal. You don't have a priority. The top priority would be experience whatever happening in this day. So now that back to what you're talking about, the living in the present moment. But then there's a trick here. We are still human. We still have mouths need to feed. Like me, I still have children, need to go to school, take my time. I still need to live in the physical world. So I can't totally let go without no goals. I can say, okay, I live in the moment. Okay, this moment I want totally relax. I don't want any job. And then a month later, I need to pay my bill. What's going to happen?
Right.
Yes, we are angels, but we don't have a wing, right? We have legs. We still two legs. So what I've discovered, what's really powerful, I call it daily intention template, which combines three components. I think that that tool really brings a balance of our spirituality and the physicality. So as a human, we can live with a higher level of consciousness, but also very practical in life. And let me give you one example of that template, and then I will explain the three components and how they work together. Let me give you like today's my daily intention template. I will say, today, my name is a genius. To fulfill a feeling of graceful through a talk show. Now, in this example, you notice I have three components. The first component is today, my name is genius. That brings association between me and my higher self, my creative power. Because the ordinary me, I will explain later. Okay, let me put on there. Let me stop here. So the first component is you associate yourself with your higher self. Some people like I am statement, like I am creativity, or I am love. Some people like use that. I find it useful for work for me to use my name is, because that's giving me some way to change. I like change. So tomorrow I could be, today my name is a wizard. You know, tomorrow another day could be, today my name is a magician, whatever. I can give myself a little bit of variety taste there. So I use my name is. But anyway, the first component, you associate your ordinary self, your ego self, with your higher self. The second component is your feeling component. You get up in the morning, ask yourself, if I can have one feeling I want to have today, what is that feeling? Now, that's very important to bring you into the present moment. So in this day, what is that feeling you want to go after? That is serve the purpose of the acknowledging, also serve the purpose of living in the now. Now, if we just stop there, that's what I'm explaining to you earlier example. Some people can just do anything, and then the feeling gets fulfilled, then later they regret because they have a task haven't finished. The bill haven't taken care of. So now the third component is you link this feeling with the task, which I, in example, I said, I will feel the feeling of graceful through talk show. So that through talk show really linked the task, your goal, with your today's feeling. The power in that is that because you linked what you're doing with how you feel. So this doing the specific task you have to do, or you need to do, used to be your burden, now become a process to help you fulfill that feeling. That's a key part, a key concept here. Because, for example, if you say, today I want to relax, then today is Monday, right? You need to go to work. So your intention template, the statement will become, I want to fulfill the feeling of relaxed through working. Now, how that's going to happen? Usually you would think that's a burden. People say, I hate my work. I go there, you know, so-and-so going to be giving me a hard time, so-and-so and whatever. So you, when you think about that piece of work, you may think of a headache. You can't relate to relaxation. But this sentence brings them together saying, okay, the work is your approach, is your process to fulfill that feeling as of today. Now, how to do that? You leave that how to a higher self, which is the first component. I am genius. Today, my name is genius. So that genius is going to help you answer that how. The ordinary you, the old you, the limited self won't be able to tell you how to be relaxed while working on the job you really dislike. But your higher self knows. Because your higher self is higher. It's just higher perspective. Be able to see the interconnection of that specific task and how that related to this feeling. So that's the three components of this template. Sharing, how you take from here, should I explain more to have any questions, or maybe you have a better idea to fine-tune this template we move forward?
I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our callers as well to let them know that we see you're there. If, in fact, you would like to share something or ask a question of the coaches here, please press 1. That will let us know that you would like to ask a question or a comment or chime in. We like all ideas and all opportunities. So I wanted to stop and pause right there for one of our callers that is on the line at this time. If not, we will just chime you in, and if you just want to listen, that's fine as well. You actually said a mouthful, really. When it comes to the process, you know, of moving from head to heart. And even with people who are heart-centered, having to move from heart to head, which was part of my own personal struggle because I thought a lot with my heart. And the heart and the mind are intrinsically so connected, you almost can't tell one from the other. You don't know if the thought and the passion is coming from your heart or is it coming from your head, because they are connected in such a way that we don't really know unless we go through these processes that you clearly illustrated for us today. And so making the transformation that is necessary in order to accomplish the level of freedom that we desire. We are looking, everybody's looking for some type of freedom, whether it's financial freedom, spiritual freedom, professional freedom, freedom to move and to be authentic and to be who we believe that we are and that we feel passionately about. You talked about setting those goals and then achieving those goals and then all the things in between all of that happening. I thought about something when you talked about everything is an experience. I'm really beginning to understand that it's through our experience that we attain the clarity that we're looking for. If the experience is processed correctly, as it is, as you have so eloquently elaborated on, if it's processed properly, ultimately it will get us to that pure creation that you talked about. You and I talked a little bit about living in nothingness. Nothing actually exists. You also talked about basically living in a paradox, meaning that though I'm supposed to set goals
and object it. Because I can't just say, oh, I don't feel like it today. Because the system has a way that is set up that we have to follow in the natural. So we do have to align ourselves in order to exist in the physical realm. But what we're learning is that the physical realm is indeed controlled by the invisible realm. And by tapping into the invisible, it makes our visible a lot more embracing. It makes our physical existence. You talked about a lot. You talked about the fear factor. I talked about the fear factor on my video this week versus the faith focus. You know, everything seems on the surface to be induced by fear. But you said something so profound. Once the fear is gone, then here comes the void. Because we really didn't meet an inner need. We didn't meet something that our... It's just like a lot of people think when your stomach growls, you're hungry. Because that's what the world has given us the word for it. But indeed, what it is your body is reacting and responding to a lack of certain nutrients. And so what it's doing, it is actually counteracting itself. It's not, because it's not getting what it needs, so it's what was now invisible becomes visible. And a lot of times we'll grab a bag of chips or a candy bar or eat a piece of candy, and but then we'll keep eating another piece of candy, keep eating another candy bar and eating, because what the body needs, the snacks aren't giving. Where you can eat a bag of chips and you still don't feel the comfort that if you ate an apple or you ate a piece of fruit. So filling our lives with a lot of things, it still leaves us in a position to fulfill the nutrients that we actually need. I was looking for a book called The Road Less Traveled and Beyond by Dr. Scott Peck. And when you talked about living in the physical and then living in the non-physical, basically, you know, I still got to operate. I still have a husband. I still have children. I still have bills that I have to pay, things like that. Now, I had to learn the hard way, because when I was introduced into the invisible, which is the spiritual realm for me, I was just cutthroat. I was like, I don't care what nobody do. Then I woke up and was like, oh, boy, you're going to pay the rent. And I had to back that thing up and say, wait a minute, hold it. There's a natural existence that I must maintain. I still have to maintain what the natural requires of me. But then I also have to maintain what the spiritual requires of me. And so when you start talking about living in a paradox, it means that you're living in a timeless zone, a zone that it really doesn't exist. Just because we say it's 24 hours, does that really mean that? What if they told us it was 48 hours? If they said it was 48 hours, we believe that. You know, a lot of things are by other people's perception and how they brought their perception of things into the physical realm. But until the individual actually embraces their own perception, their own witness, if I can say, what they witness in themselves, then none of it is legitimate. None of it is legitimate for the person. So Dr. Peck talks about living in a paradox, that in order to live in a paradox, you know, that's a real strategic living individual. Being able to balance the natural and the spiritual at the same time. For example, I know since I started this journey 12 years ago, I didn't even know what goals were. I mean, I didn't know the difference between a goal and an objective. I mean, it baffles me right now that I sit here and I understand that. It was so conceptually confusing to me. But thank God at that time, you know, the internet had evolved and I could pull materials and print, and I read and I read and I read and I understood and I understood and I applied and I applied and I applied and I read and I read and I read and I applied and I applied. And truly, those goals and created objectives have gotten me to a place where I am now. But what I found is when I lived them more than I loved them, meaning, okay, this is my goal, and this is where I want to be, I have to love where I am right now. And I have to embrace where I am right now. You know, our goal is to get our children in school, out of school, graduate, become productive members of society. That is our goal. But until that goal happens, that can't be our only focus, because then we're going to miss them growing up. We're going to miss them special events in their lives. We're going to miss a lot of things. But Dr. Scott said his definition, but he broke it down by the Greek. And he said that the Greek word para means by the side of or beside, alongside, or pass behind. And doxa means opinion. So he said a paradox is a statement contrary to common belief and one that seems contradictory, unbelievable, or absurd, but may actually be true in fact. So while we're saying live in a world of nothingness and timelessness, it's still a fact that you can live there, even though I still have to go to work from 8 to 5:30. Even though I still got to get up and get my kids dressed within a timely manner. But these time constraints are set up by man. They're not set up by the universe, because the universe is timeless. There's no time in the universe. There's nothingness. It's all open. It's an open space. And what that open space allows us to do is be as creative as we want to be. Be as creative and as free as we want to be, while still fitting into our normal realm of things. So when we look at the process Shohan has given us, and we look toward what she called the pure creation and inner peace, and how do we proceed? You said something else that was pretty profound. Everything you say to me is profound anyway. I'm just, you know, it's just you. And you said that there is a void between the transition. What? So there is a void in between the goal I've accomplished. Now I'm ready to move on to whatever is next for me to do in the universe. There's a void in between there. Ayanna Van Zant calls it in the meantime. What do you do in the meantime? What do you do when you're moving from one position to another position? How
you take
do you
a
handle
breath.
That?
Take a breath. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
No,
take a breath.
Take a breath. Tell us about that. What do you mean by take a breath?
Patience. Because you things do nothing, but you does everything. Because in that transition, you know how to use your wings. You know how to use your legs. Because you just regenerated at the phoenix rising up there. You see a new perspective, you get excited, and then the next step, the whole body is new to you. Like we hear, I mean, then take that metaphor out. as we transformed, we left out the fear, the level one, level two, and level three. And then we get into level four, someday we need level five, someday we need level six energy, right? The different energy. And then we need to use to do that. Because everything is too new. You don't know how to function anymore. That's we're back to talking. Oh, I just used what you're talking about, the timeless. When you transition, when you're rising up, your perception about time changed. Now, you may not, the first day when you transition, you may not notice, but down the road, you'll notice your time perception changed. Mm-hmm. It's somehow, it's not just a clock time, somehow related to your feeling, to your energy state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people start, you know, the goal isn't accurate anymore. Before you say, okay, like you said, go to school, then you need to 3 years, right, to finish this book, to finish this math. And then you'll be able to on third grade. But if the student all of a sudden becomes so smart, they can digest all the technology give them, in 3 months, they can digest all the content you to teach them 3 years. So your goal setting is no longer accurate anymore. And this is what's happening. You know, my second grade, that's a PowerPoint, you know, thesis than when I did in college. So that's why the goal setting becoming inaccurate, ineffective, because the transition, you changed so much. Your vibration changed. The time estimate no longer accurate. The reference point changed. And now you change. The school changed. You know, the technology changed. The whole galactic, you know, energy changing. So everything, that's why we see chaos, because changing so fast, you lose control, you lose reference. And that's when you talk about this, you know, in between the void. Then people think, then actually a void is another type of fear in a sense, because you don't know what to do, then you're afraid to do anything. I know coach tell me, okay, if I want to have that, maybe I'm wrong. Oh, I shouldn't. I should practice detachment. If I have a goal, then I'm not spirit. So people, again, another fear comes in here. Let me check, because I saw on the console, our radio station console, people are changing here. If you want to ask a question or want to join in, just press 1 here on your phone. Then you can, we'll see on the, so we can let you talk
that
to
was
us.
Me. That was me.
Oh, that's you? Okay.
Yeah, but we still want our listeners.
That's what I'm saying. You take a breath. What I mean, take a breath really to relax yourself into the process. The clarity will show up. Let me tell you why. Because after the rising, your soul is in charge. I say soul. I don't know what soul is, okay? Everybody has a definition. Every religion, you know, mystical theory has a religion. It's basically you notice. Your brain is no longer in charge. Your ego self is no longer in charge. So there's some higher power inside you is your CEO. You're no longer the CEO. That's what you can see from that vision 3 years from now on till then. You cannot planning those steps as you used to be able to plan anymore. Because your CEO, your higher self, already know the whole picture and know how you can get there. But then, if you pay attention, become aware of your inner voice, you always know, your head always know your very next step. That's the beauty of the right after rising. You can't see in between, but you have this deep level of trust, knowing you are moving to the right direction. That was absolutely knowing cannot explain. And then you also know, if you use the template we're using, wake up in the morning, you say, what is this feeling I really want to fulfill today? And you work with that intention, you know immediately your next step is. That's the part you can control.
Wow.
And that's the beauty of it.
Let's reach out.
Because the feeling is how this higher self talking to you. That's new way of it's not a new way of communication. It's an effective way of communication you can use after you're rising as a phoenix rising.
Okay, let's reach out real quick. Let's see. We only got a few minutes. Let's see if our caller
mm-hmm.
wants to share.
Yeah.
Hey, caller.
Oh, yeah.
I just brought you in live. Is there anything you'd like to share with us today? Welcome to the show.
Hi. This is Diana in Southwest Florida.
Hi, Diana.
I'm enjoying the show. Very good point.
Great.
I don't have
great.
Any questions. I totally understand what you're saying.
Oh,
so I don't have any questions.
Okay, awesome. Well, we just wanted to recognize you, and thank you for tuning in. We meet here in the air every week, same time, same place, same back age.
Okay, I may tune back in next week then. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. And you can go into our show as well and listen to some of our other shows. They are on the replay, so enjoy yourself. If you have any questions, just let us know.
I don't have a computer right now. That's why I'm listening on phone.
Oh, cool.
So
okay.
That's a nice
wow.
part of Block Talk. Yeah,
after
that's why I like
time.
Thank you.
Well, you, how did you hear about our radio show?
When I'm at the library, I looked up numbers of the shows that were on that might interest me. So I found it when I was looking
Yay!
At the Block Talk. At the library,
well,
yeah.
Well, we're going to believe, God, that you're going to get that computer, girl, and you're going to get all of what you need so that you can be tuned in, so you can get everything
yes.
you need. Yes.
Help me manifest it, because the last one, that well, it just broke so fast. I don't really think it was lightning. I think it was helicopters that were practicing, and they were flying too low, because my Windows operations got to where nothing could be found. So I lost
wow.
a lot of information. Totally blanked out my computer. No operations
wow.
found is what it says.
Wow.
Wow. And those helicopters that are out there practicing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was, you know what, that's your genius mind that knew that. that's what Shohan is talking about, being in tune like that. That's pretty powerful, Diane, to be able to pick up that is what happened. And 9 times out of 10, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, because they're practicing. They're using all kinds of stuff, and they don't really know what they're doing yet. So.
Exactly.
So thank
all
you
right,
for the
then.
Show.
You're welcome, and thank you for tuning in. If there's anything we can do for you, definitely let us know. If you get a chance to log into my page, is Sharon X the Coach Parker, and they call
yeah.
me the coach. And so we'll be glad to assist you with anything that we can. Just let us know.
Okay. All right.
All right, sister. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Caller number 2. What's up? Hello?
Hello? Me? Hello?
Hold on 1 second. Yes. Caller number 2. Missouri. St. Louis.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Hey, coach. Hi.
What's up, girl? Welcome to the call.
Yeah, life is still good. I had caught the end of what, I'm going to miss the name of still.
Call her Lee.
Lee.
Yes,
yes,
yes. That's safe. I did that for a year.
Okay. That's safe. I do safe. But my question is, I don't know if it's a question. I'm going to go back and listen. You were saying that faith, you're prepared, the preparation before things take place. Did I misinterpret that wrong?
Did you hear us wrong?
I'm not sure which part we were talking about. I talk too much today.
That's okay.
She mentioned about preparation. Give me some detail. Yeah, Can you give me a little more detail?
I think that's when you were talking about pretty much trusting your intuitive mind, where automatically prepares you. You know, it already automatically puts you in preparation. As Diane has said, that her intuitive mind basically picked up what happened to her computer. So what? You see, so I think that's what she's asking. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So does you believe everybody has that gift? Is that just a gift?
Yes. A gift? Okay. Let's get to that because there's actually it does bring a concept here. So it's kind of philosophically what we believe as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a human, the word actually says a human being. I remember if you look at the Latin word, there's some part is that we are spiritual and then we are physical. So this intuitive mind really is your spiritual part of you. So everybody has it. What's interesting you bring that question is that before I went through iPad coaching, I don't think I have an intuitive mind until iPad told me, saying everybody has an intuitive side, but the logical side need to be developed. That was shock. I was also excited about that fact because I said, oh, wow, I have an intuitive mind. That's what 2011, right? So from that point on, I really put effort to start to develop or not develop, like re-remembering what my intuitive mind is. And it's actually come back really fast to me. Because before that, I was all logical mind, if that answers your question.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, you did.
Okay.
You did.
Mm-hmm. So have confidence and really try to listen to it. Go ahead, Sharon.
No, I was just going to say, if I can elaborate and just, you know me, I'm just going to flat out say yes. I think that because we've been taught or we've been taught and inundated with procedures, you know what I'm saying, and it has overclouded the man's human's natural ability to pick up things vibrationally. Do I believe that some people may have a little bit more of an intuitive ability? Yeah, absolutely. But I think that we have to retrain ourselves. In the Four Agreements with Dr. Ruiz, he talks about human beings being domesticated, actually trained like dogs, or animals. I use dogs, but animals. And a dog is an example, because how do we train a dog? We punish them and reward them. So do the same thing with our children or with our staff or with whatever human existence we are with. We reward people when they do good, and we punish them when we call what they've done is bad. So what ends up happening is that we grow up with a judging mentality. And so we judge everything we do when some of the things we're doing are just natural inclinations that's built in, and we're wired to follow that voice. She talked about something about the voice. I think she and I were on the phone before the radio show about forming a voice. So everybody has it. Everybody's got it. But we've been taught that we don't have it. So we're told when we're kids, don't do this that way, Sharon. Don't do this that way, Shohan, because that ain't the way it should be done. But in fact, we're actually following our own inclinations of that's the way it should be done. So in conjunction with what Shohan has already said, I believe that we have it. It's been shadowed by systems and rules and governments and all these things that has taken our natural gift. I believe that, the Bible says that, the covet the best gift, and whatever I have, you can have it too. I really believe it. It just depends on how much junk we got on top of our gift, from where we come from, our culture, our nature, our background, our church, our religion, our spirituality, our economics. When we move all that stuff out the way, which is the ashes, when we move all that stuff out the way, and then we embark on this beautiful existence and find that, OM goodness, I have really been existing in a beautiful world all the time, just like I had imagined it. So what we really believe is an imagination, is our imagination really is our real life. What we dream is really our real life. It's real life, for real, for real. Wow. You know, so I hope that kind of balances out. I believe everybody got it.
It does.
Everybody got it.
Yeah.
Everybody got it. What do you think about that, Shohan?
Oh, it's wonderful. Because I'll pick up on you, what you're talking there, too. You talk about imagination. I think next week I'd like to share, in addition to this intention template, I'd like to share a visualization exercise, which I kind of took from the yogi tradition, but modified it to go with this daily intention setting, which is very powerful, using visualization to kind of manifest in your vision, envision that feeling you already have it on that day. Because the whole point that the intention, daily intention, once you focus on that feeling you want to fulfill on that day, your energy shifts immediately. Because all the goals in the end is about feeling. You know, I accomplished this because I want to be happy. I found a love. I found a person because I want to feel the love, the feeling of love. So everything as a human we go after, there's a feeling behind it. So in the morning, when you recognize, acknowledge the feeling, and visualize you already have that feeling, you have immediate energy shift. And when you energy shift, when you are happy, now you know what's going to happen. So you feel you can accomplish everything. So the goal you're setting, you're actually getting there quicker. If not, something else will turn out better. You change your goal on the way. But that's the point. But anyway, so that's something I'd like to share next week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we absolutely want you to share that next week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Comments?
No.
No. All right, well, thank you. You know I love you.
I'm listening for the call. Yeah. Thanks, I love you.
All right. All right, thank you guys for tuning in. We are down to our last few minutes. I love it when we get listener participation because this is our goal. Our goal is to assist those who otherwise may not have the benefit of having a life coach right on hand. You know, life coaching and coaching of any kind is a beautiful process. It's a process that constantly moves our clients forward. It keeps you moving forward constantly. You know, there's no stuck in coaching. And so we really, 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 really enjoy when we have our listeners on the call because this show is designed with you in mind. And so we're looking forward to next week's show as Shohan is going to show us more about visualization. I didn't get a chance to talk about when you talked about fear and the feelings and the inner voice and you saying no longer using the external as your motivation, you know, but now you're using the internal as your motivation and now you're driven by what's inside and not what's on the outside. And that's beautiful all in itself. So to all of you guys, thank you for tuning in. Everyone who see you listening to the rebroadcast during the week, we appreciate your support. Hit us up on Facebook, ask the coach, Shohan Lee, empowerthisone.org website. You can hook me up on my blog on WordPress. I'm all over the place. I'm all over social media. So I'm excited to meet you wherever you are, and we appreciate you. So we meet you next week, same place, same time, same back cave here in the air on Empowered in Every Call at 1 p.m. Central Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Our time is running out. We appreciate you. So see you next week. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, everyone.
We are the Global Sisters.
Yes. I'm going to say another Chinese again to close the show. 再见. Bye.